From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. An interfaith public memorial service for former boxing champion Muhammad Ali is underway in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir
rajeem. Imam Hamza Abdul Malik of Memphis, Tennessee began the solemn service in Louisville's KFC Yum Center with a recitation from the Quran, as thousands gathered inside and a worldwide audience watched the service. The interfaith celebration began after thousands had lined a specially planned funeral procession route to say their last goodbyes to Ali. His flower-covered hearse took the champion to the city's Cave Hill Cemetery, where its route was lined with rose petals. Former President Bill Clinton and comedian Billy Crystal are expected to deliver eulogies in this service. The 74-year-old Ali died last Friday from a septic illness in a Phoenix, Arizona hospital. U.S. President Barack Obama has approved a wider role for the U.S. military in Afghanistan to help local forces fight the Taliban. The new plan, which follows months of debate, will allow for increased airstrikes against the Taliban when necessary and more generally give U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan forces. An administration official said the plan will provide greater opportunities for U.S. forces to accompany and enable Afghan conventional forces, both on the ground and in the air. The official said that U.S. forces will also be able to provide close air support to Afghan ground forces and advise them in ground operations, but no U.S. ground troops will be added. This is VOA News. The presumptive Democratic candidate for president, Hillary Clinton, met with left-leaning Senator Elizabeth Warren Friday at Clinton's Washington home. The talks came one day after the Massachusetts senator endorsed the former Secretary of State. Warren said that she is ready to help Clinton defeat presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump.
I'm ready. I am ready to get in this fight and work my heart out for Hillary Clinton to become the next president of the United States and to make sure that Donald Trump never gets any place close to the White House.
Warren came to prominence as an advocate of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was established after the 2008 financial crisis to protect small investors in the financial sector. The UN Refugee Agency reports a multi-million-dollar appeal begun earlier this year on behalf of tens of thousands of refugees and migrants in Greece and along the Balkan route is outdated and needs to be revised upwards. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UNHCR is asking for more help to meet the migrants' needs.
The UN Refugee Agency and 60 partner organizations appealed for about $555 million in January. The money was supposed to be enough to carry out Greek and Balkan aid operations until the end of the year. Since the appeal was launched, however, radical changes have occurred. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the so-called Regional Refugee and Migrant Response Plan has been revised to take into account the new circumstances. Namely, border closures along the Western Balkans route and the enactment of the EU-Turkey agreement. Spindler says there are many people with specific needs, such as unaccompanied or separated children, pregnant or lactating women, the elderly, and disabled. Given the conditions under which these people are forced to live, he warns many are likely to rely on smuggling and trafficking networks, exposing themselves to greater risks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Hindu monastery worker in Bangladesh was hacked to death on an early morning walk Friday in what local police believe is the latest in a string of brutal attacks against religious minorities in that country. 62-year-old Nitranjan Pandey was walking in the northwestern district of Pabna when unidentified attackers hacked him to death on the spot. Though no group has taken responsibility for the killing, local police say it bears the marks of similar attacks carried out by Islamist militants. More than 40 people have been killed in similar attacks over the past 3 years. European Union nations have approved tighter gun controls in the wake of last year's deadly attacks in Paris and Brussels. A majority vote by the interior ministers of EU nations approved new rules on purchasing and possessing firearms. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.